This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. Two events will take place in Rome next week, looking at the value of disabled people in culture and in the study of theology. The Vatican's Pontifical Council for Culture, along with the Kairos Forum, will be sponsoring an academic symposium and a conference regarding disability, theology and culture entitled Living Fully 2016. The aim of both these gatherings is to celebrate the lives and stories of disabled people within culture and faith, and introduces the study of disability theology from within a cultural perspective. Christina Gangemi is a disability advisor to the Bishops Conference of England and Wales and the director of the Kairos Forum, which seeks to highlight and respond to the spiritual and religious needs of people with disabilities. She told me more about the events.
If I were to tell you how it began with a prayer to St. Teresa of Lisieux, but that's another story. The conference and the academic symposium has come about because for about 25 years now, I've been working actively as a disability advisor to the Catholic Bishops of England and Wales in the UK. And I've been working with families and disabled people and catechists and parishes. And the journey has been so rich, and I've learnt so much from the stories of the people I've worked with and ministered with, that it just seemed that it was time here in Rome for us to put some sort of event on that gathered the stories and noted the stories and experiences of other people all over the world that have been doing very similar activities and similar things in their own countries. Disability theology is a discipline that's been very much led by the Protestant tradition. My colleagues, Professor Hans Reinders, Bill Gaventa, all of them coming to this conference, have really taken the experience of John Vanier in most cases and reflected upon it, and then looked theologically at the foundation of what it means to be human, and began to ask the question, but what if the human person that we're reflecting on has a profound intellectual disability or a physical disability? Why is it, if that person is fully human, that they're not present in our churches? And then reflecting again on the stories of families who, for whatever reason, because their child's disabled or the person have experienced rejection rather than welcome, in church activities. So it's sort of come about, it's been growing over the years, but it's come about because it really is a time, I think, for the Catholic Church to really put its teaching on the human person on the stage and celebrate it, but do that through the lens of the life and the personhood of disabled people.
Well, it's just very interesting you should say that, in putting it through the lens and mirror the disabled person. This is, dare I say, newer territory, you know, going into newer, because not many people would be thinking in that way, that you're actually putting something on the table that's, people will sit up and say, oh, that's I haven't heard that before, type thing.
Definitely. When I started doing my ministry in the UK in this field of work, I came from special education, so I came from school. And I was really shocked at the lack of resources or the lack of understanding that existed in parish communities for and about disabled people. And I think I kept questioning, why is it that in a church where our theology very clearly says that all life is gift and that each and every person is dignified, and our canon law says, right at the very centre of canon law, canon 208, it says that each and every person, according to their own condition and office, contribute to the body of Christ. I couldn't understand why there was all of this theology that celebrated the lives of every person, no matter their ability, that in our practice there didn't seem to be something that carried through and that celebrated the presence and the faith witness of people with disabilities and their families. So my work as a disability advisor took me to look at that theology. And I sort of discovered that somewhere along the line in our Christian history, we sort of took for granted what Aristotle said, and that was that if a person with a disability was born, there was not much that they could contribute. And so in our language and how we speak about disability, even when we're talking with children about scripture stories, we would say, in a story about a child that's healed or has experiences a transformation in meeting Jesus, we would say Jesus made that child better. But actually, that's language that no Catholic should use, because the child is perfect from the moment of their conception. And so therefore, in the language that we use surrounding the birth of disabled children and the language that we use to explain their life, we can never, ever say, it's a shame, that's a terrible burden, or it's going to be a terrible difficulty or trial, because actually the life of the child is always gift. And that's very different to what Aristotle said. And when we look at how Jesus approached disability, he excluded nobody. He treated them no differently to anybody else. And his whole ministry, every single day, instead of leaving disabled people on the side of the road because he thought, or there was some concept that there was a mistake about their humanity, he embraced them, met them, talked with them, asked them what they wanted, and transformed their lives in exactly the same way he did everybody else. So the field of disability theology, for those of us working in whatever tradition, whether it's the Protestant tradition or the Catholic tradition, has been a time of absolute rediscovery of how amazing Jesus was with anybody, whatever their ability. So that's, and we sort of want to bring that to this conference and share that.
Coming back to the actual conference itself, perhaps you could talk to me about what kind of conference it is in the sense of how many people are coming. Is it an international event? You know, the kind of logistics of it, and over the 3 days, what exactly will you be highlighting the different events?
Okay, so we have, it's made up of two events, well actually probably about three in total. It begins with an academic symposium, so all of the people that have been doing this study in the area that I've just been speaking of will have an opportunity with Cardinal Ravasi, the Pontifical Council for Culture, to sit in a small symposium of about 45 people and share papers. We've offered out eight places, and we've had 26 papers sent to us of people that want to present. So that was a great response. So we have an academic symposium on the 23rd of June, and we're going to prepare a statement from that so that some sort of message comes out from the day. But then we've got 3 days of conference. We shift, if you like, from that academic focus to a story focus, very much taking on the model of Christ. So that way of him walking and entering into the lives of people, welcoming their story and then reflecting or teaching about it. So we have 3 days. Day one looks very much at the person, and we have Dr. Pierre Matthews very especially on that day, who is a specialist in the theology of John Paul II and disability. And of course, he was a disabled man himself, so he has real authority in the field of disability. And so we have this, the first day looks at the life of the person, and we invite stories from individuals, families and theologians. Day two looks at the life of the disabled person in the church, so what it means to be a member of the church community, or what the experience of people with disabilities and their families might be, and what message there is for the church about a possible need to think deeper as to whether we choose to include people or whether we recognise that from the moment of their conception they belong. So from the moment of their birth they belong to the church, and so therefore we have to... so that's going to be an exciting day, because it's an international event. We already have people from 9 countries in the world coming, and we're going to be creating, using the techniques of special education and visual learning, we're going to create a big world map. And anybody that's doing anything, we're going to put a button up, and then we're going to, with gold thread, we're going to weave a picture of what's happening all over the world so that we can begin to interact with one another. And certainly for the Catholic Church, it's just a joy to be hosting people of all different faith denominations coming and sharing that good news with everybody. And then day three, it's a celebration and we're creating a charter for the church. We've requested an audience with Pope Francis. We're just praying for that. So if we get that, that would be just wonderful for everybody that comes. But we're very excited. We're working with the Episcopal Council for Catechesis in here in Rome, Sister Veronica Donatello. And we're just really excited about it, Lydia. We just, terrified. But there's a lot to go. But I think one of the most exciting parts of it is that we've been given the use of the whole of the downstairs of the Lumpsa University. So we have two enormous rooms. So we're having the conference I've just been speaking to you about is going to be in typical format. Whilst it will be creative, it will be in spoken, listening and talking and interacting. But because we know that the message we have isn't about disabled people, there isn't a them and us, because there's only an us in the body of Christ. And so therefore, we want to try and create an us situation whereby we don't presume that people who experience and communicate in a certain way have to sit through 3 days of typical language, which can be confusing. So we have specialists coming from all various parts of the world, America, Australia, and the UK. And we're going to run a parallel programme which deals with exactly the same themes, but using the techniques of special education. So a parallel programme for people with intellectual disabilities so that they can explore and experience the wonder of who they are and then share that in prayer and in the moments that the two conferences join together. And then if anybody doesn't want to go to the typical conference and they want to go and see what it's like to practice symbolic faith sharing and symbolic catechesis, they can go there. So we're really excited about that. We've already got 20 people booked in, but so that's the two, making sure we make place for everyone.
I'm just going to